it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. Navy has amassed a small armada in the Caribbean. Three guided missile destroyers, a cruiser, an attack submarine, and three amphibious ships, including the USS Iwo Jima, amphibious assault ship, of course. Loaded with Iwo Jima up to 2,000 Marines, and many Democrats now say the drone strike on the drug boat was an illegal action.
I think they can get away with this. God knows what they are going to do next. So that's what we're looking to right now, and there is reason to believe that this was not a legal action.
Now, for decades, Brian, the rules of engagement in the Caribbean was to detain these drug smugglers. Warning shots, shoot out the engine, and use Coast Guard law enforcement officers on board Navy ships to detain the crew and transfer them to a Coast Guard cutter. Those days are over. The orders are now shoot to kill, and expect those rules of engagement to be debated in the halls of Congress in the coming days.
What's going on here? Did you see what happened over the weekend? The Uniparty went wild. Condemning this. Illegal strike, unconstitutional. Okay, these are the same people who were just fine with it when Barack Obama droned an American citizen to death and his 16-year-old son, who was a minor and innocent. They were like, meh, whatever. Why'd he do it? Well, Obama had information he was a terrorist. Okay, maybe he was. In fact, I know the dad was. Son was innocent. 16. Nobody cared. Can you imagine if Trump did it? So fast forward to now. Trump blows up that narco boat. Democrats go wild. Democrats go wild. But not just Democrats, though. Bill Kristol and the Republicans for hire are going wild. Why? Because Trump has just struck the beating heart of the Uniparty. What is the beating heart of the Uniparty? Washington runs on illegal immigration, on cheap labor, but most specifically, Washington runs on the tax evasion scheme for corporations. They want to keep the illegal immigrants, as we saw at that Hyundai plant, so they can continue to tax evade by not hiring Americans. You hire people who aren't there, you don't pay taxes on them. Works great. You can use them to depress wages, too, artificially. It's a way for corporate shiny shoes to steal. I'm talking about Charlotte, talking about armed robbery. You go in there, you steal. That's a problem. This is how corporate shiny shoes steal. They steal from the American people. They artificially depress wages. They tax evade. And these cartels, which ultimately answer to China now, are how the Uniparty got its 12 million new voters to replace you and me in the future into this country. These are their human trafficking lines, their rat lines, their drug lines, and they are freaking out. So you can tell what happened here, folks. Donald Trump and company took a look and said, okay, how did the 12 million get into the country? And I said, okay. And they started looking at it. I said, okay, Sinaloa cartel. We're going to talk about them in a minute. Okay, who's run the Sinaloa cartel? That's China. That's China. Wow. So what happened last week? Three things. Ohio indictment by Pam Bondi. Chinese firms working with Chinese visa holders in America to move fentanyl into the country with which to kill Americans. Check. Thing number two. We learned that there were 137,000 reports of criminal felony level money laundering by China through U.S. banks and institutions of cartel money from what? From bringing the 12 million here to vote Democrat and put China in even more power here in our country. Already seeing that with that New York Times article last week about how China has virtually taken over the Democrat primary process in New York City. They answer the CCP now, CCP money flowing through there. China is literally laundering Sinaloa cash. How much? $316 billion through the financial system, 13% of which we learned last week from Bloomberg was spent on real estate transactions. Folks, that's $30 billion. You know how much $30 billion in real estate is? China bought $30 billion worth of real estate right here in America with proceeds of human trafficking. So, you know, the 500,000 kids who are missing, a lot of them sex trafficked, a lot of them used as slaves. Illegal immigrants, 12 million of them brought into the country, and of course the drugs that Democrats let them run. And the Venezuelan boat explodes. I'm going to explain all this. People don't understand it. I'm going to explain it as the show unfolds today. Because to understand what is happening right now, this war that Trump has undergone, you've got to go back to this shocking article from Fox News 2014 when it all began. When the Democrat FBI under Barack Obama, and this really started in 2011, and the DEA under Obama, first partnered with the Sinaloa cartel. Wait a minute, the FBI partnered with the Sinaloa cartel? Yes. And the DEA, aren't they supposed to fight drugs? Uh-huh. Yeah, they built rat lines into the country instead in partnership with the Sinaloa cartel. Wait, isn't that who China's in partnership with? Yeah. Isn't that who moved a lot of the 12 million through? Yep. What do you hear this? This is going to make everything Trump is doing make so much more sense. Folks, if you think this is about drugs, if you think this is about crime, you don't understand what this is about. I'm going to explain it why nobody else will, coming up next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.